This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It is not a great morning for the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 80 points this morning, 0.5% to 15,531. The NASDAQ down 0.25% to 3682. The S&P 500 down 0.3% to 1702. The U.S. trade deficit fell in June to its lowest level since 2009. The Commerce Department reports this morning the trade gap fell by nearly a quarter to just over $34 billion. Gold is definitely not glittering this morning. The price of the precious metal is down more than 1%, and it's been on a losing streak for the last few months. Here to talk gold with us is Julie Nieman, an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Stacey.
So what is happening with gold?
Well, this is a case of people just don't dislike gold. And gold is considered to be almost kind of a currency. And there are two other currencies right now that are a heck of a lot more attractive, oil and the U.S. dollar. The advantage to gold, though, as a currency is no government can devalue it. All the gold in the world, though, is very scarce. If you were to rip all the earrings off the ladies, melt everything down into a large cube, it's about the size of a baseball infield. So we're looking at scarcity, which does give it value. But when you have that kind of value, it's only when you have inflation. And right now, there's absolutely no evidence of inflation in the globe.
Why is the value of the dollar rising right now?
Well, the dollar is moving ahead for only one good reason. We have very poor economic conditions, but we're the best-looking dog in the whole kennel. We're looking at the U.S. economy growing at about a rate of, I'm looking at, about 1.5%.
That's terrible. I mean, that's really very sluggish growth.
Oh, it is. You know, you're looking at most of the economists were predicting about 2.5% growth this year, and everybody keeps ratcheting down. We have very little jobs recovery. If there are no jobs, there is no consumption. But even so, when you're looking at this kind of recovery that we have, it is still better than what's going on through the rest of the globe.
Julie Nieman with Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, thank you.
You bet.